talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
So hoist up the John B. sail. See how the mainsail sets. Call for the captain ashore. Let me go home. Let me go home. I want to go home. Yeah, yeah. Well, I feel so broke up. I want to go home.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by the Beach Boys, Sloop John B., in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Bailey Baker. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize. It's coming up February 2nd through the 4th, 2024, at the North Charleston Convention Center. And we've got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to be talking with Ryan Watkins with Brownswood Nursery and Landscape. Also, Joe Myers with Southeastern Galleries. And then finally, Chad Lee with Rapture Scanning. And if you haven't picked it up, please pick up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazines. It's out at just about every home-related showroom throughout Charleston. It's got Mike and Gray Benko, the stars of Magnolia Network's Happy to Be Home with the Benkos TV series. Have a great weekend. And now we're talking with Ryan Watkins with Brownswood Nursery and Landscape. How you doing, Ryan?
Great, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. Ryan, take a moment and tell everyone about Brownswood Nursery and Landscape.
Well, Brownswood is a garden center, a growing operation. We grow tens of thousands of plants annually on our property on John's Island, on Brownswood Road, in fact. We have a design build firm, so we draw up landscape plans, either pre-construction. So if you're considering building a house or about to start building a home, that's the right time to start thinking about landscaping. So we can help with the plans for the house, for the driveway, walkway, patio, pool, outdoor kitchen, pergola, you know, lighting, irrigation, landscape, lawn, all that. And then our team can build everything out, so we can help you construct it, and then we can actually do quarterly maintenance on the plants and keep everything looking good.
Gotcha. So how long has Brownswood Nursery and Landscape been around?
We've been around 45 years. This is our 45th year, and my parents and grandparents started the nursery in 1978 when John's Island was kind of like going out to the boondocks. And they say that when people drove down Brownswood Road back then, they'd stop and look to see who was coming.
Right. That's funny. Well, good deal. And I understand, I'm looking at the brownswoodnursery.com website, and It says right there on the homepage, Charleston's largest nursery and design build firm. Is that really true?
Yeah. Yeah. We, because of our growing operation, it's sort of a combination of, you know, between the growing, the garden center, which is retail and wholesale. So a lot of, Charleston's landscapers, shop at Brownswood, and, our quality is one of the things that kind of separates us from some other places that you can get plant material. We take a lot of pride in that. And we're willing to spend a little bit more money either on growing the plant or if we're acquiring it from one of our other growers in the Southeast to make sure that the quality is right. So we are quality over price. But yes, in terms of the design build, the garden center, and the growing operation. So our total property is somewhere around 60 acres. Not all that is developed, but we're growing every day.
Well, that's great. Congratulations on 45 years of being in business. As you know, it's no easy task. People think it's so easy and you're just, you're a millionaire and all this stuff, and they don't know the real struggles that a business owner goes through. And how many staff members do you have?
So on our team, we're probably somewhere around 40 plus. And, it's a good point. I tell people that I really do feel like I get to stand on the shoulders of the previous two generations. My brother and I are both the third generation in the business. His name is Drew Stevens. And so he has a horticulture degree from Clemson University. Go Tigers. I've been in the business 17 years professionally. He's been in, I think, almost nine. And so we get to stand on the shoulders of our parents and grandparents and just keep building what they started. And I think when they started it, they really had no idea that it would kind of blossom into what it's become. And we're all we feel really blessed and really thankful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When Brownswood Nursery and Landscape first started, what were you growing? What were you selling?
Yeah. So in 78, were basically growing a lot of azaleas. They had a couple fields, a small greenhouse, and just, they were thinking, I think originally they were going to be selling more to landscapers and just focusing on growing and being kind of a wholesale nursery. And as that continued, they loved selling to the landscapers because we love our landscapers. And then they also started being able to open it up to the public as well, more and more. And as John's Island continued to kind of get a little bit more interesting to live, it wasn't the boondocks anymore. There were more and more opportunities for retail customers to just drive in and buy more plants. And over the years, it just kept growing more and more and more. And we keep updating the facility and trying to make it better and easier and, try to provide a great guest experience.
Mm-hmm. And at what point did Brownswood Nursery and Landscape bring on like the design build services that you folks do? And what exactly is the design build? Can you describe that?
Yeah, sure. So my stepdad Wyatt was doing the landscaping in the early 90s. He started the landscape division. So that's been going on for, I guess, 30-ish years. So that was pretty early on. Even my grandfather and my mother, they even went out and did installations occasionally too. I've got some fun stories about that. So that's been going on a long time. The design side, we've worked with, various designers and architects over the years. And we started the design division probably 10-ish years ago, maybe a little bit more. It's hazy, Tim. It's hazy. I've been in 17 years. It's hard to remember exactly, but something like that. And so our design team will basically produce a set of landscape plans for your home, whether you have an existing home. Maybe your landscape's 20, 25 years old. It's tired. It's old. It needs to be rehabilitated or maybe get a facelift. We can drop a plan for that. Or like I said before, if you're doing a new construction, we can do a pre-construction landscape plan. And so we can provide landscape architecture services. If you need a grading and drainage plan or you need construction documents, we have LAs that we work with that can provide that. And, just basically give you a map, a roadmap for your landscape, which is a very important component to your home.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent. Well, that's great. Well, Ryan, with the fall weather here.
Yes.
Talk about what a homeowner should be thinking of regarding maybe doing a backyard makeover or updating some of the plantings around their home.
Yeah, and I'll encourage the listeners too. If you go to brownswoodnursery.com, you can actually watch some of our videos. We have a YouTube channel as well, and I've got a video specifically for fall. So I'd encourage them to check that out. But basically, you know, fall is a wonderful time of year to plant. If any of the listeners aren't from Charleston or haven't been here long, one of the concerns is the winter. If you come from a more northern climate, you know, where the ground freezes, they're very concerned about plants being installed. And really, I would just say in Charleston, that's not the case. We plant 365 days a year. So the only thing that we wouldn't plant in the winter or near winter would be any kind of tender perennials, tender tropicals, things that we're concerned maybe won't get fully established, like shell ginger might be an option that we wouldn't plant, say, in January. But, you know, 90 to 95% of your landscape for most clients, we can plant every day of the year. Fall, if you didn't have irrigation, is especially good because the plants do still need water, but there's a little bit more margin for error on the water side versus, you know, 100 degrees in August. You miss a couple of days of water on that front and your plant, you know, might not survive. In the fall, you've got a lot more margin for, oops, I missed that day. Let me just catch up a little bit or kind of get on it now. One plant I wanted to highlight is the coral bark Japanese maple, and Japanese maples in general. We have other ones, Emperor One or Blood Goods, Kamukiyama, Crimson Queens, Weeping Red Japanese maples, lots of stuff. But coral bark is one of my favorite trees. I have two in my property. I have one in the front and one in the back. That's how much I like it. But it has a beautiful coral painted stem. Hence the coral bark. And as the winter approaches, the leaves will turn to a fire orange. The tree looks like it's on fire, you know, and just a gorgeous orange color. And then they'll defoliate, meaning the leaves will fall off, and then you'll be left with this beautiful coral painted tree. And again, when you have landscape lighting with that thing lit up at night, even all winter long without a tree or without a leaf on it, it still looks beautiful, structural, and it's a compact tree. So for a lot of our clients that have a more compact lot, they can stick that kind of on the corner of the house. We always want to make sure that it's far enough away where it's not going to encroach on the structure, but it's a more of a boutique tree. And that's something you could keep 12, 15 foot high, 6 to 8 foot wide, something like that, and just have a beautiful ornamental tree. And then in the spring, it leafs out with these gorgeous chartreuse green leaves. I mean, they're just like iridescent, glowing. And and then, you know, you get the summer look and back to fall. So that would be one tree I would just highlight. If you don't have a Japanese maple at all in your yard, I would encourage you to consider one. They do need a little more shade than sun for a Charleston climate. So I will tell you a quick tip. The green ones typically can handle a little bit more sun than the red ones or the darker leaf ones. But they do like a little bit, in general, more shade than sun.
Gotcha. Well, good deal. Well, back to irrigation. When I moved here in 1990, a friend of mine told me, don't ever do anything if you're tearing up your yard or you're putting in a new landscaping. You should always have an irrigation system here in the Charleston area. And I see so many people who go to the effort of doing a makeover on their lawn and they don't put in irrigation. And, is that one of the services that Brownswood Nursery and Landscape offers?
Absolutely. The irrigation conversation is one we do have often. And again, there are other climates that they haven't had to do that. You know, they're in a little bit wetter of a climate, and so they don't understand our heat and our sort of weather patterns. People are like, it rains a lot in Charleston. Well, it might at certain times of the year, but it also doesn't rain for a while. And lawns, for example, are a real practical way to look at irrigation. The lawn is, you know, in my opinion, it's kind of a man-made idea. You know, this monoculture of one type of thing growing in a 40 by 50 foot space is something I think we kind of came up with. And to keep up that facade, it's beautiful. It looks good. But it takes a lot of inputs. And one of those inputs is water. And so the lawn is never enough. And so you can't like water it enough this week for the next 3 months. It just doesn't work that way. It has to have consistent moisture throughout the weeks. And So irrigation is critical for Charleston. If you want a successful landscape, it's very difficult to accomplish that without in-ground irrigation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Well, can you kind of walk me through when someone is visiting Brownswood Nursery and Landscape, they pull into the parking lot, they get out. Walk me through the experience that they will they'll encounter when they visit Brownswood Nursery and Landscape.
Yeah, so when you come out, first of all, the drive, if you're on or not on John's Island, the drive is beautiful to get to us. And then once you get out, you're going to start to see the beginning of our, you know, very expansive property. And you'll be greeted, kind of welcomed. And there's no, like, high-pressure sales or, you know, anything, because it's a really beautiful, peaceful property. And people comment on how kind everyone is. And, you know, we really strive to serve our guests well, to love them well, and to find the right plant for the right place. And so you can just kind of meander around. I tell people it's a great date spot, honestly. On a Saturday morning, you know, come in with your significant other and some coffee and just peruse around. It's just beautiful. It's a beautiful place to be. Mm-hmm. And we have people that do that. But our nursery professionals, we call them nursery professionals because most of our team is certified in the state of South Carolina for the South Carolina Certified Nursery Professional and the South Carolina Certified Landscape Professional. Those are two certifications that you can get for South Carolina that are really helpful in making sure that the people that are serving you know what they're talking about. And we have our own Brownswood certifications that our team have to go through. And so you're going to get someone who's very knowledgeable, who's horticulturally trained, that can help you kind of pick out the right plants. But often it's best for us to come out to your yard, and we do an in-yard consultation. And so I actually do most of those myself. And so I'd come out to your house, Tim, for example, if you had a like one bed, two bed, or you wanted a full master plan, I would be the one coming out, connecting with you, hearing your vision, what is your dream for this space, and then coming up with a design, giving you a price for that plan. And then once the design is done, you can implement the plan in phases over time. You don't have to do it all at once. You can do it, you know, a little bit this year, a little bit next year. We can do all of the work. You can do all of the work, or we can both kind of do a little bit here and there. So if you wanted to DIY it, we could do the plan. Then you could get the plants from us and plant it yourself. Have a garden party, have some friends over and just start planting stuff. Mm-hmm. But at least I tell people the best money you'll spend is getting a good landscape plan for your property, because if you execute that, you're going to have a really successful outcome. So kind of like Stephen Covey encouraged us, begin with the end in mind.
Yep.
And that's really what that landscape plan is all about.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Having that landscape plan is so important, because it gives you a roadmap, literally. And unless you have that, and I'm sure you experience this all the time, I'm sure when you're driving down the street, you look at people's lawns from a different prism than a regular person, and you probably spot trees that were planted too close to the home, or you know, when you plant those in the ground, they're small, and you don't know what. You don't expect them, or you don't know what they're gonna grow into in 20 years. But I'm sure you see things that are mistakes that homeowners make. And if you have that plan, you'll be able to follow that and not make some of those rookie mistakes.
Yeah, the other thing that I think is interesting about that, it kind of makes me sad, honestly, is you know, the average homeowner who hasn't gone through a professional landscape process, maybe it's their first home, they don't know what they don't know, right? And so one of our, you know, biggest responsibilities is educating them on best practices for landscape and horticulture in Charleston. But it makes me so sad when I walk into a situation where the homeowners picked the spot for the patio. they built the patio or attempted to build the patio. And, you know, a paver patio theoretically should be pretty easy. I mean, it's some manual labor. It's going to take some time, some weekends, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 weekends or whatever, depending on how much time you get into it. But a husband and wife tackling something like that, and then they're done with it, but it wasn't done to spec. You know, we follow a guideline based on ICPI, which is the International Concrete Paver Institute, which we're trained in. And, you know, they have very specific guidelines for how we install paver patios. And there's the right way to do it, and there's a lot of wrong ways to do it. And I show up to some of these sites, unfortunately, and I feel bad because they picked the wrong spot to begin with. The size of the patio was wrong. Not just subjectively wrong, but just objectively, it wasn't the right size or shape, and it wasn't in the right spot, or the best spot, maybe we'll say. And they tried to kind of do it themselves. They spent a ton of time, and they spent a lot of money, and it's fallen apart. Mm. You know, it looks good day one, and then but year one or year two, it starts to, you know, shift and break down and wobble and all the things. And then you have, you know, the wrong patio in the wrong place, and it wasn't executed the right way. Mm-hmm. And I had to come and go, okay, we got to pull it all out, you know, mm-hmm. redo the whole thing. And so that's where, again, that landscape plan, and landscape plans pricing wise can run the gambit. I mean, we can do, you know, sketches of like single beds for a few $100, all the way up to, you know, master plans with construction documents for $10,000 plus. So there's a huge range for design services based on what you need. You know, are you putting in a pool or not? Are we doing driveways or not? Is there grading and drainage plans needed for the HOA or ARB or not? So there's a huge range there, but if you spend some money on that design, it'll save you so much in mistakes, headaches, heartaches later.
Yeah, you're bringing back bad memories of when my wife and I
installed
pavers in our backyard. And
did you?
Oh yeah, and it back-breaking work and heavy.
It is, man. And it's awful.
Tear up your hands and all that. I would never do it again. I would hire somebody to do it for sure. And you know that you're hitting on several points, but I think to sum it up. If you're going to spend that much money and invest that much time, and then the outcome is not what you would hope for, you know, have a professional do it. And, you know, the folks at, Brownswood Nursery and Landscape, you folks have so many services. We're almost out of time, but I wanted to, we talked about how Brownswood Nursery and Landscape can help with irrigation. You folks, if someone wanted sod installed at their home, you folks do that mm-hmm. too?
We do. Basically, if it's outside of the four corners of your house, we do it.
Gotcha.
So we're not going to build any major structures attached to your house, you know, that a GC would do, but anything else, lighting, irrigation, lawn, plantings, trees, we can crane in trees. We did a really cool project years ago on Daniel Island called, it used to be called Ben 526. I don't know if you're familiar with that spot.
Yeah.
But we craned in these really unique, I think they were like a narrow type of gum, like a sweet gum. And the trees were so big, my brother was doing the insulation work, that the tops of the trees were bumping into the bottom of 526.
Wow.
And so, you know, we can bring in really large material and make these landscapes instant if that's mm-hmm. what they want. So there's really no parameters that we can't sort of help accomplish.
Well, good deal. Well, what's the best way to get in touch with Brownswood Nursery and Landscape?
Yeah, the phone number is 843-559-3425. The website's brownswoodnursery.com, brownswoodnursery.com. And you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. We have a lot of really good educational and inspirational landscape videos on our YouTube channel and on our website. So I would encourage everyone to check that out. And yeah, we'd love for you to just come to the nursery. The address is 1290 Brownswood Road. It's been there for 45 years. Google's got us. So just Google it and come on out. We're open Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays, and we'd love to have you.
Yeah, and make it. I'm with you 100%. You know, couples do that when they're immersed in a project. They'll go. This would be a great date day to mm-hmm. go and stop by the tomato shed on John's
That's right.
Island. And
I was just about to say that. That's exactly what
nice
I tell people.
Lunch. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So. Well, good deal. Well, we've been talking with Ryan Watkins with Brownswood Nursery and Landscape. Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thanks, Tim.
And talking to us now is Joe Myers with Southeastern Galleries. How you doing, Joe?
Great. Hope you are.
Oh, fine. Thanks. Appreciate it. Joe, take a moment and tell everyone about Southeastern Galleries.
Well, at Southeastern Galleries, I run the carpet and custom rug department. I've been here for over 21 years now, and seems like yesterday I just started. But we sell a variety of brands of carpets. We have Karastan, Maslin, Stanton, Rosecore, Crescent, Prestige Mills, Bloomsburg, Silver Creek, Nurisson, to name a few, and then also from natural fiber, Sisal companies would be Design Materials and Fiberworks.
Gotcha, gotcha. So Southeastern Galleries, you folks are very well known for your home furnishing offerings, and the fact that Southeastern Galleries offers carpeting and custom rugs, that might be something that they're not used to if they haven't done business with you folks in the past. But I imagine when it comes to working with your customers, they come to Southeastern Galleries primarily to pick out furnishings, and then the question comes up, what are you going to do about carpeting or flooring or custom rugs? And that's where you come in.
Right. So at Southeastern Galleries, we're a full design center where we offer furniture, rugs, window treatments, and wallpaper, and so basic and accessories, lamps, etc. We're a full design center and have designers on staff that are ready to help the customer when they come in.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that you've been at Southeastern Galleries for 21 years. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
21 years. And I'm old enough to remember Charlie Hall, the weather guy at Channel 5. Live 5 News, he used to do the commercials for voice the commercials for Southeastern Galleries.
And that's right. Yeah, it's been a few years.
It has.
But yes, Charlie Hall was our representative for quite some time.
How do you folks stay current? I mean, Southeastern Galleries has been in business for how long?
For over 55 years.
Over 55 years. Wow.
Yeah.
So you've literally worked with perhaps several generations of customers over the years.
We do. Yeah, our original store used to be right downtown off of Meeting Street. And then in the mid-80s, we moved up to our current location, which is on Ashley River Road in West Ashley.
Mm-hmm. Much like Condon's department store did. They were downtown and they moved west of the Ashley. Mm-hmm. They're not around anymore. How has Southeastern Galleries stayed current and been able to continue to offer new generations of customers home furnishings and in your case, carpeting and custom rugs?
Well, we're constantly, watching the new trends, and our management goes to the market in High Point twice a year, mm-hmm. where we see all the new styles and colors and fabrics available. And, you know, they go on a buying trips. And so we constantly are updating our showroom. Every, you know, other week, we have new things on the floor ready to sell. And we do sell off the floor. That means that if you see something on our showroom floor that is not already sold, then it can be yours and, you know, be ready for delivery. But then we do special order based, you know, if you'd like a custom fabric or leather, we can order that as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get back to the carpeting and custom rugs. So a lot of people are moving more toward hard surfaces for their flooring, but carpet remains a mainstay in some of the private areas of the home, the bedrooms and so on.
We do offer engineered flooring, and we also offered luxury vinyl plank, mm-hmm. as well. So we have a variety of different hard surfaces that we can sell as well, such as one example is Palmetto Road is very good quality engineered floors, and they do have luxury vinyl plank as well. So we do have that available. We do sell more custom rugs and carpet than we do hard surface at our location.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And as far as the custom rugs go, does that mean that these are custom made for your customers at Southeastern Galleries?
Yes, you know, from the various styles of carpet that we have available, which we have a vast array of nylon and wool and synthetic fibers available. We basically just come up with the style and then focus on style and color, and then find out how they'd like to have the edges finished. Mm-hmm. Most people today are having the edges serged to match the background of the carpet, and or we can have the edges bound with a tape binding. And but it appears that serging seems to be the most popular way to finish the edges of a rug these days. So we take wall-to-wall carpet and turn it into a custom-sized area rug.
Gotcha.
And then we can have most of the lines have a option where you can have an attached non-skid pad, or you can have a separate non-skid pad to go, you know, under the rug. Either way.
Mm. Can you kind of paint a picture for our listeners of what the serging process means? I'm not familiar with that.
Serging is like an edge of an oriental rug where it's a wool-wrapped edge. A machine wraps the yarn around the edge of the carpet and gives it a nice smooth finish. And it's about a half inch in size. Mm. Right on the edge, and then we usually have the color of the serging yarn to match the background of the rug.
Oh, gotcha. That's pretty popular these days, huh?
It is. It is.
Gotcha.
But we do have binding tapes available, and whether they be cotton canvas or linen, or you know, some other, we have leather available that can be applied, and you can show from 2 to 3 inches on the rug, and then we usually miter the corners if we're doing a binding, mm-hmm. on top.
Gotcha. And tell me about the Stanton Anywhere rugs. Those sound pretty interesting.
Yeah, we have a great line of what we call anywhere rugs, where they can be used indoors or outdoors. And a lot of the styles look like sisal. So it's kind of a sisal alternative, where sisal can be a little rough and scratchy, and also it's a little harder to clean than some other carpet. The anywhere rugs are really easy to clean, and even if you get something like a large spill on it, you can even take it outside and hose it down. And so we sell a lot of these rugs for breakfast rooms where you might have a few spills. They can be spot cleaned very easily. But if you have a big spill, like somebody spills a plate of spaghetti on it, you can still get that out. And if you had to, you can take it outside and hose it down, let it dry out and bring it back in.
That's my favorite kind of cleaning.
So it's a great, you know, hopefully you won't have to take it outside and hose it down, but right. You can spot clean it very easily and the stains come out.
Gotcha. Well, that's very interesting. And I have to compliment Southeastern Galleries when a customer visits, they might be stepping inside Southeastern Galleries to buy furniture, but offering so many different products and services to finish a home and make it look like $1 million. That's amazing. I'm sure your customers are very appreciative not having to go from one showroom to another. They can really find so much under one roof.
That's true. We have customers coming in with their blueprints where they're building a home, and we can start from the very beginning and suggest, you know, paint, flooring finishes, whether it be hardwood or carpet and rugs. And then, you know, based on the color of the paint or whatever colors are working with, you know, the furniture and the fabrics and, you know, window treatments, and whether it be Hunter Douglas blinds or custom draperies, we can do it all.
That's great. Well, just think about all those happy customers of Southeastern Galleries and the special moments that they're enjoying in their new homes with all of the different products that they got at Southeastern Galleries. That's really nice to think about, and I'm sure makes you and the rest of the staff very, very proud. How can folks get more information about Southeastern Galleries?
They can reach us at southeasterngalleries.com. We have a wonderful website with information about each department. And also there's information on the website with a profile of our designers that are available to work with you. And our phone number is 843-556-4663. And we're always glad to help you with your design needs.
And your physical location?
We are at 1885 Ashley River Road, Charleston, 29407. And that is west of the Ashley. We're close to Sam Rittenberg Boulevard, and just about 3 traffic lights from 526.
Good deal. Well, we have been talking with Joe Myers with Southeastern Galleries, and you can always find Southeastern Galleries within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Joe.
Thank you.
And talking to us now is Chad Lee with Rapture Scanning. How you doing, Chad?
I'm good, Tim. I'm on the road right now, headed to do a scan down in Hilton Head.
Very good. We're going to get into the type of scans that Rapture Scanning does, but take a moment and tell our listeners all about Rapture Scanning.
Yeah, Rapture Scanning, we create 3D models and as-builts for construction purposes. So whether you're building a new home, or you're a contractor building really any structure, what we'll do is we'll come in and we'll scan with a 3D scanner the entire property inside and out during any phase of construction to create a model, so you'll have a record of the property at that specific phase of construction. So, for example, we'll scan a custom home that's being built before drywall and insulation. So basically the bare bones, where you can see the wires, you can see your outlets, you can see your can lights before they get covered up by drywall. Then you fast forward a few months, everything's covered up. You'll be able to locate anything that's behind the drywall. So if there's a box that got covered up, if there's a missing wire, your home builder can locate anything that's behind the drywall. And that's a simple way of explaining. It actually gets very technical, but it's essentially documentation purposes,
right?
And insurance.
And I watched, there's a video on the Rapture Scanning website that you have on there available. It's with a custom home builder, Andy Barber with, is it Generation Builders?
Yep. Generation Homes. He's
Generation Homes,
a builder out of Charleston, South Carolina.
Gotcha. And he kind of describes from his point of view, the reason why he as a builder, hired Rapture Scanning to scan, that particular custom home that he was building. And can you kind of relay what he says in that video?
Yeah. So you can actually view that video on our Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. We have a YouTube channel as well, and as well as our website. And, that's all Rapture Scanning. So at Rapture Scanning. And yeah, in that video, Andy, he built a house, a custom home, and we scanned it a few months prior before drywall and insulation. They installed the drywall. So I went in with Andy and we filmed him going over a couple different items that he found that were covered up. There was a whip wire in the kitchen area that got covered up. He pulled up the scan on the iPad, pulled a couple measurements, poked a hole in the wall, and pulled the wire right out right there. And then on another instance, there was a outlet box that was covered up in a, or at, I'm sorry, there was an outlet box that was missing. So the electrician actually, they missed it on the plans and they didn't install it. So he was able to go in, locate where it was supposed to be, notice that on the other side of the wall, he could tie in to an existing outlet box, and he was able to go in, add that outlet box in a fraction of the time if they would have, gone in after finishes were up. So they would have had to, do all this guesswork to locate where certain things are. And that would have been after everything was covered up, painted. So they're able to go in, these builders are able to go in and locate any mishaps before all of the expensive finishes are added.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the builder is ultimately responsible for the construction going on. And so if this is sort of like an insurance policy for the builder to reduce costs and hassle along the way. And you mentioned after the drywall had gone up, there was a missing electrical outlet. And if Andy Barber with Generation Homes had not had the Rapture Scanning performed, then perhaps the painters would have come in, all the different trades, and then you realize, hey, wait, there's something missing here, and then you have to cut a hole in the wall that's already been painted and coated, and you got to get the painters back out. They're not going to come out for free because that's not their problem. So it really heads off a lot of potential issues in that case, right?
Exactly. There was a there was a recent study. If you threw a blanket over the construction industry, it's about 9% of total construction costs at the end of a job are actually going back and fixing any issues. So with these scans, the project manager, the builder is able to go in before all the expensive, you know, trim and everything's added, and he can locate any issues before they have to go back and, like you said, spend all this extra time, all this extra money when they could have, you know, found it beforehand.
Right.
So there's a million ways to look at it. You'd be surprised all the uses. Plus you fast forward, you know, if let's say you're the homeowner and you've been there for 3-4 years and the equity went up, which this day and age in 5 minutes, your equity goes up. But, you know, let's say you want to do some kind of upgrade to the home. Well, now you can actually take this scan 3, 5, 10 years down the line, and you'll have that x-ray of the home. So when you have a contractor come in to upgrade or do any kind of work, they'll know exactly what they're getting into. So they're not, you know, busting a hole in the wall and hitting the main water line or cutting a wire. They know exactly what's behind the drywall before they, you know, lift a finger, before they swing a hammer.
Right. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. What this seems the Rapture scanning service, the 3D scanning service, that makes a lot of sense that builders would want to hire Rapture scanning to do that if they're building a new home. What about like remodeling? Is there anything that should be considered there for Rapture scanning?
Depending on the scale of the project, yes. There's a lot of full home remodels going on in Charleston. We work with a handful of restoration companies who will go in, whether it's a water damage or a fire damage. It doesn't matter what it is. That's exactly what we'll do. So we'll scan pretty much any construction project. If it makes sense for the builder or the homeowner to save them that time and money, we'll scan just about any type of construction project going on.
Mm-hmm. And if, you know, the builders, this is me talking, not you, but builders have a bit of a reputation for the old, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And this is definitely something, this technology that Rapture 3D scanning is doing is new technology. And so maybe builders are going to embrace it. Maybe some are not. But why is it important that the homeowner embrace the 3D scanning that Rapture scanning can do? What's in it for them?
Yeah, well, you got to look at it from the homeowner's perspective. Y'all are going out and spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on potentially the largest investment you'll ever make. So, you know, when you have a model of the project, of your build, not only does it bring you peace of mind because you're able to, you know, keep track of what these contractors are doing, where, why. Obviously, these contractors know so much about building, and from a homeowner's perspective, y'all have your own life, your own job. Like, y'all aren't thinking about the build. So having this information, it's data, right? So you have all of this data. You know, it's literally like having an x-ray of your body. You have it of your 300-500+ thousand dollar house. So it's just a peace of mind. You know, you think of it from the insurance perspective, you're spending all this money, things can and do go wrong, and you will always have a record of every square inch inside and out of this very expensive investment that you're making.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me a little bit of a few years ago, we were having trouble with our irrigation system in our backyard. And we had no idea where the irrigation lines were run underground. And it's total guesswork. And I remember thinking, why didn't we ask the irrigation company, the landscape company that installed the irrigation, to at least give us a hand-drawn schematic of where all the lines were, so that we could, it turned out to be total guesswork on our part trying to figure out where all the lines were buried.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because we actually do scans for that exact purpose as well. So if you are adding a pool, adding an irrigation system, or you've added an irrigation system and you're looking to add a pool at some point in the future, we can actually scan the outside of the home while that piping is exposed. So you schedule it with whether it's the contractor or the irrigation company, your landscaper. But yeah, we can actually create a model of that as well, the exterior of the home. We can literally scan at any phase of construction. So anything that's visible at any time, we can create and add that to a model. So the options are endless with this. Like you said, it's newer technology, but there's some really cool things that are coming out, to where it's just, there's so much value that it can bring, especially in the construction industry.
Right, right. So so homeowners should be interested in this, and sometimes it's like a push-pull kind of thing where you're promoting or pushing this to the builders, but it may take the homeowner who's aka the end user that pulls the builder into using this type of technology, and the homeowner or the end user, they're the ultimate decision maker. They're the ones that are paying all the bills, and so it sort of reminds me of like those commercials where for prescriptions that say ask your doctor. So a homeowner, they should be asking their builder about the Rapture scanning 3D scanning service that you folks provide, right?
Sure. Yes. At the end of the day, the homeowner's paying for it. So that's an added expense that the builder is going to be adding into his price. And ultimately, not only is it going to save the builder time and money, but it's also going to save the homeowner time and money, less change orders. And, you know, just it's able to help everyone, all of the subs work together smoothly. So yes, it's definitely something, if your builder isn't doing it, ask them about it. Otherwise, call us and we can schedule with your builder to come in and, you know, we can create a model, like I said, at any phase of construction.
And how is that done? I'm looking at the Rapture scanning ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and it's got some sort of an object on a tripod sitting in a home. And how does the actual process work?
Yeah, the scanning process, it's pretty simple. It takes about 30 minutes for every 1,000 square feet. So we'll come in, it's a 3D scanner on a tripod, and every 10 to 12 feet, we move it around, we place it in front of any point of interest, you know, anywhere that there's main power coming in, anywhere that there's can lights, anywhere that there's basically anything that can get covered up by drywall, we bounce the camera around across the entire property, and it spins around, it does its work, and then it adds it to the iPad, and it ends up processing it all together and creating a model of the job site. So it's a simple process on our end, on your end, as long as the home is clean and nothing's covered up. None of your major wires or outlet boxes or switches are covered up. We come in, we scan, and we get out of there. In 24 to 48 hours, we send you the model. So,
Is this sort of like, I haven't seen this recently, but in the past, I remember seeing one of those weird looking vehicles with all these cameras mounted on top that would kind of drive slowly through your neighborhoods to record like the street view of your home.
Right.
And is it sort of like that?
Yeah, it's actually very similar technology. As a matter of fact, depending on, because we can do scans for anything, really. We'll scan, we've done scans for, you know, let's say a gym, for example, and we can actually upload that directly to Google Street View. So just like you can go on Google and go through, you know, on the street, you can actually then turn and walk straight in and do a virtual tour of that specific gym or coffee shop or whoever. So yeah, if you're a business owner, we can do the same thing for your business and load that directly onto Google Street View. So it is very similar technology. And yeah, the camera that we use is actually partnered with Google to where it's a very seamless upload on our end. So
nice. Well, it sounds like it makes a lot of sense, especially if you're making an investment at building a new custom home or doing a large remodel project. Can you give me just a general idea of the cost?
Yeah, it's about $100 for every 1,000 square feet.
Oh, wow. That's not bad.
That's it. So 4,000 square feet, you're looking at around $400.
Wow.
And obviously, as you scale up, you know, you add $100 onto there. But yeah, it's almost undervalued. Right now, you can get it done for, I hate to use the term, but you can get it done for pretty cheap.
Yeah.
It's pretty cheap.
Yeah. Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Rapture Scanning?
Yeah, you can literally go onto any social media platform, type in Rapture Scanning, and we'll pop up. Otherwise, www.rapturescanning.com, and that's where you can find us. You can click on your industry. We do scans for multiple industries, whether you're a homeowner, builder, contractor. We do it for just about everything, business owner. So yeah, it's really simple. Just type in Rapture Scanning on.
Yeah, and I'm looking at your website. It says the first on your homepage, it says choose your industry, and you have retail, you have building professionals, homeowners, real estate, insurance and restoration, and facilities management. And so quite a few different ways that Rapture Scanning can help folks out there. And next time we talk, we'll maybe explore some of those other options. But today we're focusing just on how builders should be using Rapture Scanning, and also why homeowners should be telling their builders to hire Rapture Scanning for their project. Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Chad Lee with Rapture Scanning. Thanks so much, Chad.
Yeah, thank you, Tim. Talking about a home, talking about me and you. Things we'll do or set a home, talking about a home. Not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I set a home. Yeah, I'm talking about a wedding ring and the whole damn thing. I set a home. Talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show, or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.